You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
When I was at school, I was never good at arithmetic. Maths wasn't my strong point, so it's good that success in life didn't depend on my brilliance in maths. But there's a greater problem, the problem of life itself.
No one can deny life is full of problems. We discover that when things don't always work out the way we'd hoped, and then many things happen we hadn't even counted on.
Life isn't always fair, but then we can't give up either. Maybe we should ask, what is the remedy to our problem? And we all need to know where our problem began. Where there's a problem, there is a solution.
You might say, oh, I know where you're coming from. I know what you're implying. You're telling us that we created our own problems. Well, maybe you're right.
Problems are part of life. We'll always have them. When Jesus walked the earth, he upset many of the religious leaders by the things he said. He taught absolute truth, and they knew it. His teaching offended them. Their biggest problem was their religiosity, hypocrisy, and their self-righteousness. So they set out to destroy him.
Now let's fast forward to Jesus' trial before the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. Jesus said he came to bear witness of the truth. Pilate asked, what is truth? What Pilate didn't realize was, truth was standing there, staring him in the face. His problem was that he didn't recognize that Jesus Christ is ultimate truth.
On one occasion, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The Bible unequivocally says Jesus is the only way to God.
In his letter to the Christians in Rome, Paul the Apostle wrote, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He also said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation.
The Bible teaches that God created man to live with him forever. But how can that be? After all, we have a sinful nature and God is ultimate purity. This is a problem all we humans face. So how can a pure, holy God allow sinful man to be in his presence? Down the centuries, man has tried to bridge that gap in many ways, but without success.
So sin has alienated man from God? Because sin came into the world by our ancestors, Adam and Eve, and since then, every succeeding person born on this earth has inherited the nature of our first parents. Because of Adam's disobedience and self-will, sin was inborn in every succeeding person and generation.
But God wasn't taken by surprise. He already had a remedy to our dilemma. That remedy is his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Today, thousands of false religions proliferate and are getting the ear of the people. But there's only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are loaded down with sin, and I will give you rest.
By faith, come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Confess you have sinned and ask him for his forgiveness. If you do, you'll find his peace and joy in your life.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.